So I have Leslie and Sherry and Anita. Anybody else? Okay. Okay, Pamela's going to try to get in a little bit later. I wasn't able to reach Sharon, so I guess we're good to go. So did you have a chance to listen to the call, Leslie?
Yes, I did. And I practiced the chakra.
The time travel.
Yeah. Well, the time, yes, and I've been using the one with the arm. I did that.
Yeah.
Did some clearing with that. Yeah, I've been doing some of the, yeah, I did it right along, and then I've been doing some of my own, too, so.
Yeah, and how's that working?
It's working really well. Working really
well. It's pretty amazing, huh?
Uh-huh. It is.
I know. I know. I love it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, welcome to my world. Lots of fun playing stuff. So, okay. So, well, you started talking, Leslie. Why don't you tell us how your week was?
Oh, it's been pretty good. Not too much going on here. There's a weather change here. It's gone from summer to fall. Now we're having rainy, icky weather. So all you want to do is kind of stay in and read a book. And I'm still reading my romantic novels. I'm telling you. Anyhow, and my sister-in-law had surgery, and do you know they sent her home heart surgery, and they sent her home the next week. I mean, she's home already. Holy moly.
But that's great.
I know it's great, but it just is like, whoa. So,
yeah, I know.
I know.
It's really become very commonplace to have this.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We had trick-or-treaters and... trying to think what else is going on. I spent one whole morning doing some of these exercises, which was kind of fun, and some other stuff I need to do, doing clearing and stuff. So that's about all that's going on with me.
Yeah, so what have you noticed?
Well, what I've noticed is, okay, here I am taking a big jump. I'm reading all these romantic novels, and all I want to do is sit around and read these books. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not wanting to live life. I'm wanting to watch life.
Yes. Okay, good.
So
you're kind of avoiding.
It's like I don't want to live my own life. I just want to read about other people's lives, and not even their life, because these are made-up stories, you know, these.
Right.
What is
okay, I've been there. I've done that. So you want to look at why.
Yeah, I know
and
why, yeah.
You know why?
No, I don't know why. I don't know why. It's almost like I feel like, okay, I'm afraid to live my own life. What is that all about?
Well, I don't think that's actually what's going on, but we won't get back to that.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Sherry, what about you?
Well, I had a great week. I mean, professionally, things are going extremely well. I won't go into all the details, but my books are going international in a couple of different ways, which is very exciting. And I'm having to think about how I'm going to grow the business and outsourcing, like, legal and things like that that I now need. So I've been navigating those transitions, which is really good. I've been feeling pretty good in general. I've been keeping up with my fitness and my self-care and everything. But I'm getting ready to go to this conference in 2 days. And I have moments where I'm, like, so excited. I cannot wait. And then I have moments where I'm so darn scared. Like, I was like, why did I sign up? So I'm kind of vacillating between the two. And I haven't slept super well. I have a lot of dreams. And, like, last night I just woke up and I stayed up for a long time, just laying in bed. But I feel okay. I mean, I don't feel bad or anything. I just feel, I guess, nervous about the conference.
Yeah.
Because when I went 2 years ago to the same conference, it totally changed things for me and in a wonderful way. And because of where I'm at right now and the kinds of things that I'm looking at, I think I'm just nervous about what's to come professionally and personally and taking it to the next level and all that.
Yeah, okay. I'm just checking in. Yes, you're stepping into a bigger space. You're definitely stepping into a bigger space. You can totally handle it, but, you know that, and that's, it's a little scary. You're going, moving into a bigger arena. So that's very cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Anika.
Okay. Well, I've had a busy week, and I'm getting ready to leave for Colorado next week. And then in 4 weeks later, my husband will come back. Will come out to Colorado, and we'll go on our first cruise ever.
Where are you cruising from?
Florida.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to fly out to Florida first. And
where in Florida?
And then, we'll be flying into Orlando and staying with friends for a day or two. And then we'll drive down to Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Really? Am I going to get to see you?
Well, if you have time.
When is this going to happen?
We're flying out December 10th. And
I'm not going to be here. I will be in London.
what are your dates for London?
We're leaving on the 9th, and then we're flying to India, and then Bali.
Wow, that's really.
I know. Well, India, we're going to be speaking, so that's going to be pretty cool. And in London. Well, Sherry's also part of the Evolutionary Business Council, and we're going to be, I guess, the American Brigade invading London. So we're going to have an ABC branch there. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, neat.
So, okay. So
Sherry's going to be in London, too?
No, actually, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Well, Teresa, because she's coming to India with us, Teresa, who's the head of the EBC is she's creating a branch in London. So no, Sherry's in the EBC in the North American branch, but they've expanded over Europe. So we're going to be in just in London because we love London and it seemed like a great thing to do. So we'll be there for a couple of days and then go on to Hyderabad, India for 5 days. India is intense, very intense. Great, lot wonderful people. Environmentally, it's really icky. So it's very hard on your body because the air is so polluted. So anyway, I interrupted you, Anita. I want to hear how you what's going on this week with you.
Okay, well, I'm just... trying to just have lots of processing to do and in the midst of trying to make all these plans because the cruise is, it's our first cruise ever and we're going, from Fort Lauderdale around the Caribbean and then to Cozumel. And I still need to get this done is arrange for us to do a dolphin swim in Cozumel. So I'm looking forward to all that.
I need the dolphin. In Grand Cayman. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just telling my acupuncturist, and then she said she's been swimming with dolphins in Hawaii and somewhere else in the Caribbean. So I'm just really looking forward to that. And
she'll
just
love
getting
it.
A little bit, yeah, just getting kind of excited and... a little bit trepidatious about have I made all the deadlines that I have because I still have to make a hotel reservation for a couple days and so just a little bit.
Oh, that'll be easy. You'll do that, no problem.
Yes, I have another week before my deadline on our
hotel room discount. But so anyway, I've been, you know, there's just been a lot of stuff going on, you know, that I still have all this old feelings with my dad that I was thinking about a lot lately. And I want to get past all that, the resentment and the anger. And
yeah.
That's one of the things I want to get working on.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I
and
I
then
want,
I have
to, okay.
And then I've got some
worrisome stuff going on too, because I have my little dog and she's having some health issues and I keep wondering if she's going to make it. I haven't called the airline to let them know that. Normally I take her with me, and that's the plan. She'll be going with me to Colorado, but I'm just getting concerned whether she's going to make it or not.
Okay.
So I've got some worries and issues around that, too.
Okay. Well, you know, it's very interesting. When I really was trying to plan an agenda for tonight, and I had so much resistance to it because I felt like the agenda was going to present itself tonight, and I believe it has.
Okay.
Good. Good. So, awesome. So, Leslie has been in a state of avoidance. So, but in general, Leslie, I mean, you're reading the novels, and I totally get it. But what's missing from your life that you're needing to go there?
What's missing is there's not much going on, really. I mean, there's stuff, like kids' stuff going on, our grown children and running errands and our grandchildren, but there's not too much going on. But that's okay. You know, I work.
So if you had your druthers, Leslie, and you mm-hmm. could do anything in the world, what would that be?
You know, I think I would be doing more traveling, which we can't afford right now, and I don't know.
What do you love? What do you love to do?
Well, I love to read. So that's what I'm doing. So
okay.
I love to read, and maybe I shouldn't be that upset about it.
Well, there's never any reason to get upset about anything. That just makes you kind of dig your heels in and want to do it more.
Yeah.
It never pays to judge yourself over anything you're doing, because it has the opposite effect of what you would like.
Mm-hmm.
It totally does. So I do feel that you're avoiding something, that there's something that's kind of niggling at you that you don't want to look at.
Mm.
And as soon as I said that, I felt some fear coming up.
You felt a what?
Fear.
What, fear?
Fear, F-E-A-R.
Oh, fear, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So if you knew what you were afraid of,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel on some levels you'd like to be working with people.
See, that's it. Right now I'm avoiding people as much as I can.
Well, first of all, I think you've discovered that you're empathic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which may have something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah.
And secondly, yeah, it's like you're percolating. You're percolating. And it's like you have a choice of getting bigger and doing something that's going to benefit other people. This is just coming through. I don't know where it's coming from.
Hmm.
But, okay, and right now you're just kind of staying put. Which isn't a bad thing, but it's not a good thing. It just is. But when I'm checking in as to why, I'm feeling a lot of fear.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Probably.
So what are you afraid of?
I don't know. Right now, I don't even like to go any place or be out of my house. I mean, we go to the grocery store. We go pick up the kid at school and take him to school. But and I have appointments for this and that, like my hair and stuff like that. But I don't know. The thing is, I'm so grossly overweight right now, and it doesn't seem to be even changing.
But that's
although
protection. That's protection, sweetie.
I know, yeah. And I'm eating less and exercising more, and it's still just like it's still going higher and higher. So,
well, that's because it's serving a purpose.
It's protecting me from something, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got I'm avoiding. I'm afraid of something, and I'm getting heavy because it's protecting me, and I don't even know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is.
I do know what it is?
You do. You know what it is. Because we accessed a bunch of stuff for you that went pretty deep.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's another layer that's come up.
Okay. Well, that sounds like me. There's always another layer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how many sessions did we have? One or two?
We've had two, so.
Well, book another session with me because I want to get you through this.
Okay. So I thought I had looked at almost everything and it couldn't get any worse. So I'm hoping it's not a bad thing.
No, it's never a bad thing. It's never a bad thing. It's just, you know, every time you think you've cleared whatever it is you need to clear, generally, and it may not even be about a particular issue, there's generally more stuff.
You know? Yeah, there's still more stuff.
Yeah, there's still more stuff.
I know yeah, one thing that I'm thinking about was my mother was so horrible to me when I grew up.
Right.
And I just walked away from all my birth family and all that community and all those friends, and I was away for 20 years, and then I wanted to do genealogy, and I thought, you know, if there's even a chance that I can have a relationship with her, that I'm going to go back and try. Well, I've gone back and tried, and now I don't even want to see her again, and the same thing with my brother. I don't want to have anything to do with him again.
You don't have to.
Well, I don't want to. They keep calling me, and I kind of feel, the other thing I feel like is, I feel like she's old, she's got dementia, she keeps telling me she's going to die, and I keep saying, go for it, girl, but she hasn't done it yet, so. Yeah, I wish she'd hurry up. Anyhow, and I hate having those feelings, I can't have those feelings for her, those love feelings for her that you always think you want to have, and I think part of going back to her was there's that little child inside of me that thought they could make it okay and have their mommy back.
There it is right there.
Well,
see,
yeah.
I just had a sense that tonight was going to be about relationships. We did a lot of work on relationships, but there's more. And this is not a healed relationship because you never got what you wanted.
I'm never going to. She's never going to be different than she is.
Well, don't necessarily believe that. Things can happen. Things can shift.
I don't know. Every time I think maybe we're on the right track, she flips one of those zingers at me that that devastates me for about a week.
I understand. And you wonder why you put on weight.
Yeah. Now, what's the point?
Well, the reason you're putting on the weight is because of your mom.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when it all started. That's when the huge amount of gaining weight started was when I reconnected with her, so.
And that also has to do with your reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I totally get it because, you know, I went through like a whole period of romance novels and, you know, I could start it and once I started it, I would not be able to put it down.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a form of addiction.
It is.
I know. I mean, I totally get it. I know exactly what that is, you know, because I've been there, you know, and it's because also you want, you know, and what are the books about? They're about relationships. They're about getting love. It's about being seen. know, and mm-hmm. And really loved for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and treated with respect, although some of them are very weird, I have to
yeah.
say.
No. Yeah.
But seriously, that's really what you're looking for, because, you know, I kept wondering what the call was going to be about tonight. Just before I got on, I was like, oh, it's about relationships, and you just confirmed it, you know? So, and Sherry, I know that you've said that you're, you know, feeling like some anxiety and you're not sleeping well.
Yeah.
So, but I think underneath some of the anxiety is also, how is this going to shift my relationship?
Yeah. It's a lot of it. Actually, it's like all of it.
I know. You know, and so, but I hate to say it because I know it's kind of a scary thing, but it's really, it's a good thing to be able to step into where you need to be and really focus on what you need internally, because I don't feel like you've really done that before. You've been externally focused.
Yes.
So yeah, now,
the last couple of weeks, it's like the best care I've ever taken on myself. I've been doing a lot of the inner work.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And how is that paying off?
Well, I have periods of clarity and I have more self-confidence, and I think I'm showing up in the world more of the person that I'm meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel it, though. I can feel like growing pain.
Is that when you step in to be the person you are, which is going to be this amazing, constantly growing, evolving being, growing into, you know, to a grander and grander self, where is your husband? Is he doing any personal growth?
Not really.
So you're going to be evolving and changing. And he, you know, I mean, he may, but, you know, that's, you can't not do it because you're concerned that it may not work out in your relationship. Do you understand? You have to really listen to yourself and what your needs are and really feed that.
Yeah.
You have to listen to that, because then you are authentic. That's how you are. Your higher self. And we'll talk a little bit more about how, yeah, I got confirmation. That's the other thing we're going to be doing tonight, where we're going to be talking about the higher self and how to access it. And I just learned recently a way to get 100% correct information from your higher self, which is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
We talked about that the other day. You know, you said that you lean forward and back, Jack Canfield taught you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your body will never lie to you, but there's also ways of tapping into your higher self.
Yeah.
And you can use that same backwards and forwards. So that's one of the things I want to touch on tonight. And so this is a call really about relationships. And Anita, you're still feeling resentment and anger about, you know, with your dad. Which basically, I think you've been turning on yourself. I know you've been turning on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
How is your sleeping now?
Well, it's kind of done a 180. I think I've told you about that. You know, for the past, 5-6 years, or maybe even 7, I wasn't sleeping well at all. And then this last couple of years, I spent a lot of time in bed, but it wasn't sleeping. I'd just be lying there trying to sleep or playing word games on my phone and that kind of thing. And I'd be falling asleep while I'm,
either reading or doing something on my phone, falling asleep while I'm trying to do these things. And then as soon as I say, okay, I'm going to close the book or turn the phone off and go to sleep, and then I can't go to sleep. So that's been the way it was for a really, really long time. And then the last month or so, or less, it completely turned around, and I started sleeping much, much better. And now it's like I can't get enough sleep. I can't sleep long enough.
It's also, it's like the, it's, there is a balance in there, and it's not that you're making up for lost sleep. It's not.
Oh, I know, because I know that that's not, you can't make up for years of lost sleep.
No, it's not about that. That's not why you're sleeping. You're sleeping, and it's wonderful that you're sleeping better, but this is also an avoidance.
I know, it's an escape.
An it's avoidance. A total escape.
Yeah,
it's a total escape. So part of this is has to do with your dad. But what's going on in your relationship with your husband?
Well, we are best friends, and we've been best friends for our whole, you know, life together. And you know, we've been together for 34 years.
Right.
And you know, we've always been best friends, but the intimacy has been gone for several years, and it's my fault. I mean, he wants it, but it's just not something I can do right now. And I have lots of guilt feelings about that and anger at myself, for, you know, depriving him of that and that kind of thing. And just lots of guilt feelings and self, criticism that I'm a terrible wife and I don't deserve him and, you know, and he deserves better and that kind of thing. So that's a lot of what's going on in our relationship in terms of intimacy. But in terms of everything else, it's really good. We do things together and we're, you know, we spent a lot of time rearranging the house this weekend, and we both felt a lot of satisfaction from that. So that's where that relationship stands.
Right. So it's sort of a good relationship, but I know that a lot of the issues that you're having with him are not about him. It's really about your feeling about that you were betrayed by your dad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the thing is, he is so totally not like my dad.
I understand that, but he's a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were betrayed by your brother.
Both of my brothers, yes. And
right.
and my sister who's like a man. That was one of my big aha moments. And I don't think I've ever shared that with you, but I have told you that my sister is a lesbian, and that
right.
I supported her for so. And, I mean, I and my brothers, my one of my brothers is also gay, and
right.
I've always been so supportive of both of them, and I even helped my sister. I put together the music for her wedding when she married her partner, you know, and I just was always so supportive of her. And, well, and you already know that if it weren't for me, she wouldn't have her daughter that she has. And yet when the whole family schism came down, it was just this weird thing that I got in long into the aftermath. I was like, this is just so strange. The family fell apart along gender lines, and in terms of, you know, my sister is a lesbian. She's the one who's the male energy in her relationship.
Sure, right.
You know, so she's, you know, more like a man in terms of her role in her relationship. And that's how the family, because my half-sister
is the one, she and I were the ones that were turned against by the two brothers and my other sister. And so it was, you know, it did break down along these gender lines that are very, so this is a weird aha thing in my awareness, my perception.
Okay. So basically what we need to do tonight to move everybody forward, because it's my job, you know, is we're going to do some more. We're going to need some more relationship work. I knew from the beginning this course was about relationships. So more than my other ones, this is definitely going about relationships. So I'm just tuning in to see what everybody needs. Okay, I'm going to take you guys for a visualization. Yeah, I guess I could play a little music too. Yeah, you too. So we'll just do a bit of a visualization where I want you to just take a deep breath all the way down. And exhale with a sigh. And again. And one more time. Okay, it's going to be a little bit repetitious of something we've done before, but it's good. So I want you to go down, 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 down. It's like you're walking down into a subway. Just going down the stairs and down the stairs. Just walking step by step. You're going deeper and deeper and deeper down the stairs. And you're just going to hang out here for a moment or two. You're feeling calm. You're feeling good. You're feeling very, very, very safe. And we're going to go down even deeper. Down another flight of stairs. A steep flight of stairs. All the way down. And just relax for a moment. Know that you're safe. And we're going to go down another flight of stairs. Just walk down. One, two, three. Just walk down the stairs. Very relaxed. Very easy. And now I want you to bring up in front of you the person you need to forgive. You know who it is. It could be someone else, and it could be you. It doesn't matter. This is who you need to forgive in this very moment. And as that person is standing in front of you, just realize that they're not who you think they are. That you agreed before you came that you would play certain roles. You're just in theater right now. You're up on a stage. And you're just playing that role as if you really believe it. But it's not who you are. Because you're pure spirit. And you don't have any limits. You're pure love. You're pure joy. And you are whole. And you are complete. And this person is here in your life to help you with a life lesson. And really the correct response to a teacher is gratitude and appreciation that they agreed to help you teach, to learn. They agreed to teach you what you need to learn. And that lesson is about forgiving. It's about forgiving yourself. It's about for letting go of any judgment. You have your perception of what occurred in your life, but you don't know what they were living through. You don't know what they were experiencing or what their thoughts were, because we don't really know what goes on inside another person. And while that person is standing in front of you, we're going to take a trip up, 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 up. We're going to fly overhead, leaving you standing there with that person. Your awareness is flying up overhead. So you can have a neutral point of view. Without getting into any drama, you can look down on both protagonists, you and the other person, even if it's yourself, you're still getting a neutral perspective from overhead. A place where you can look at the situation below from a place of neutrality and from a place of love. And this higher self that's looking down has a higher take on what's going on, what's really happened. And you know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly what you need to do to shift the situation, to transform yourself into a place of love and acceptance right here and now. You know exactly what to do. And so this higher self that's looking down is surrounding both of you below with great love and great compassion. And feel that love. And that higher self looking down is helping you shift your perspective and release and step into a bigger, grander version of you, a more magnificent you. You can shed these old feelings just like a snake sheds its skin. Just feel it, just leave you. You're so ready for this. It's your time. It's your time to step into your bigger you without any shackles. Because it really is never, ever, ever about the other person. But you end up shackled for them. You carry them around in leg irons. And that's a lot of weight. It's like carrying a big albatross around your neck. You don't need to do that anymore. So just let it go. And look, just between the two of you, there's a crevice opening up in the floor, in the ground, a big crack as you're moving apart from each other. And you can just drop all your stuff in that hole. Just drop it. Just throw it in. You don't need it anymore. And now you can repeat to yourself, I have released this. It never really even existed. It's gone. I've released it, and I'm here and now. I'm in a place of love and acceptance, and I'm ready to move forward into my biggest, grandest self. And now look at that other person. Are you ready to send them some love? Can you send them some love from your heart to theirs? And feel what's coming back from their heart to yours. Send your love right to their heart. That's so beautiful. So beautiful. And now when you're ready, we're going to walk back up those stairs. Walking up from the very bottom. Just counting up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're on the next level. It feels really good. You feel lighter. You ready to go to another level? Let's go. We're walking up the stairs. 10 stairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just relax a moment. Just relax. But we're going up one more level. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And take a deep breath. And exhale. And bend your arms at the elbow, bringing your hands up to your shoulders or thereabouts. And relax and come back. Okay, welcome back, everybody. How do you feel? How was that, Anita?
It was good. It was really good, and I had some really powerful visual imagery going on there, and I feel that. I feel like a lot of, did a lot of work there. I think there's more to be done. It's those layers thing, but that was really,
that was really, I don't know, it was really helpful. And I do feel lighter, and I had a really bad headache when we started, and I don't have that now.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about your dad, yeah, I feel that. There's still a little tension in your stomach. Your solar plexus. Why don't you just feel that right now with me? Why don't you go into your solar plexus and just feel that feeling?
Okay.
Just feel it. It almost feels like a feeling as just powerless.
Uh-huh.
You felt very powerless in the whole situation. So just feel that this actually is past life. So if you want, just use your hand, bend your arm at the elbow, and find that lifetime.
Find the what?
The lifetime. In the lifetime.
Oh,
yeah. So there you go. Just find that lifetime. There it is. You feel that?
Yeah.
And then just drop from your head into your heart. That was big. I'm just going to do a little bit of integration here just to help along. What that did, actually what we want to do right now, is that created a space in you where we're just going to fill it up with love. Because you were carrying so much other stuff, and it wasn't serving you, so now just fill that up with love. Okay. There's a part of you right there that totally feels that you don't deserve the love. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
So just step into that bubble shape of I don't deserve love. Just step into that. And feel it. And while you're in that bubble shape, I want you to ask yourself, what if it's not true? Did somebody just see it? Did somebody just
Hello.
Join us? Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Pamela. Welcome. I'm just talking
Thank
with Anita right now. It's great to have you, sweetheart. It was a good for you to call from the beginning, too. We just
Say
had
again?
A really, it would be good for you to listen to this call from the beginning. Really good for you.
All
so,
right.
Anita. So you're in this bubble,
mm-hmm.
And did you ask yourself, what if it's not true?
I didn't hear that part. What was I supposed to ask myself?
What if it's not true?
What if it's not true? Okay. That's a big conflict that I have going on inside of me because there's part of me that says it's not true and I do deserve it.
the part of you still believes that it is. So here's what I want you to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you in your left hand to hold "It's not true. I do deserve love." And in your right hand, I want you to hold "I don't deserve love." Okay?
Okay.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to move them up and down. "I don't deserve love. I do deserve love." Give each one an image. And just move back and forth between them. "I don't deserve love. I do deserve love. I don't deserve love. I do deserve love. I don't deserve love. I do deserve love." This is good for each and every one of you. It's a really good exercise. Because it's not something that's just for Anita. This actually is something that everybody has to some degree. "I don't deserve love. I do deserve love." Just move it back and forth in your hands. Just move it back and forth. "I don't deserve love. I do deserve love. I don't deserve love. I do deserve love. I don't deserve love. I do deserve love. I do deserve love. I do deserve love." How's that feel? Yeah.
Sure.
"I am lovable. I am lovable. Beautiful. That's really beautiful. You feel good. Does everybody feel that? Anybody not feel that? Is everybody here?
Yes. Yes. I am.
Okay. Anita, Sherry, are you here? Leslie, Pamela?
Yeah,
Leslie.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Here at all, so I can enjoy my outside.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, Sherry, how was that meditation for you?
It was okay. It was my husband, and I must have resistance because I don't know what to do, like the higher self. I guess I wasn't.
You already did
it.
It
or I did? Oh. Maybe I was just making it complicated. I don't know. And then
you did it.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Said you did it. Can you hear me okay? I'm on a headset with a microphone. I'm trying to make sure that that this recording comes through if it doesn't happen on pre-conference. And also, should we get cut off, I have another conference line, which I believe we may use. I'll see if we can use it next week. I think it's a better quality. Actually, I have two other options. So what are you feeling now, Sherry?
I don't know. I felt really sad, like when the ground thing opened up. I just felt really sad, like I had made a promise and didn't keep it or something. And that's really important to me because as a kid, like my household was completely unpredictable and people never kept their promises.
What's the promise you made?
To love him for my entire life and to be with him for my entire life and unconditionally and all kinds of things that I don't feel like I'm keeping.
So you feel that if you're moving into being your biggest and best self, you won't be able to stay with him.
Yeah. And I feel really bad about that. I'm scared too on a lot of different levels.
Of course, because, well, here's the thing. If you keep yourself small for him, you're going to be betraying yourself.
But I want him to grow with me, but he doesn't.
But he has to want to do that. you can't pull somebody with you kicking and screaming. It doesn't work.
No.
The only way that you can do this is to be your biggest and best self. And you're just going to be shining so beautifully and glowing because you're going to be so happy as yourself. Now, it's up to him if he wants to follow you there. It's not about you keeping a promise or not keeping a promise. It's about you being true to you. But now we need to look at that because I can feel your sadness.
Yeah.
So, well, here's what we're going to do. It's the same exercise. So in your one hand, you have, I want to be true to myself. And in the other hand, I want to be small for him. You feel it in your heart? You feel that it's like a pang in your heart because that's really what's going on. That's the conflict that's going on right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. So we're going to move each hand back and forth. I want to be big for me. I want to be small for him. I want to be big for me. I want to be small for him. I want to be big for me. I want to be small for him. I want to be big for him. I want to be small for him. I want it. I don't want it. 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 You feel that shifting?
A little bit.
It's shifting. It's okay. You can cry, honey. I want it. I don't want it. I want it. I don't want it. You know what this is about, Sherry? We're never upset for the reason we think. Let's go back to your childhood where nothing was consistent for you. And just feel how that made you feel. Feel that. That anxiety because you never knew people didn't keep their word. There was no stability. Feel that. You're just a little girl now feeling this. And I feel that in your solar plexus. Just feel that because that's what you were feeling then. Just go into your solar plexus and feel that. And it was purposeful. That was what you needed part of your curriculum for being here. That was all set up. It was all perfect. Can you feel some love and compassion for your parents?
Yeah.
Let's feel love and compassion for you.
I feel, it's like I remember always feeling bad that I wanted more than what my family wanted for themselves.
And that's what you're feeling it. You're feeling bad because you want more. So
yeah.
Feel that. Feel that feeling bad. Just keep feeling it.
My third eye hurts really bad.
Just keep let it hurt. It's interesting because I'm not feeling it, but I think you're about to let me just see if I can help you there. Here we go. Releasing some energy. Is that feeling better?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were a little girl, you basically wanted something different.
Yeah.
You were
from a very early age.
So feel that little girl, you know? But is she got the stability at the expense of her own growth?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay. All of a sudden you were gone. Okay.
Okay. So I was just holding space for Sherry. We're here. Sherry, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm okay.
Okay, hang on. I want to come back to you. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
And hold it. You really haven't been allowing yourself to feel these feelings. So just feel what you're feeling. And I'm going to come back to you. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Leslie.
Yes.
Yeah, what about you? How was that meditation for you?
It was, well, I saw my mother in me. Only I saw my mother as when I was a little girl and she would always beat me with a belt. So I saw that mother, and I saw me as I am now. Well, no wonder I'm heavy. She's beating me still. So that was,
yeah,
she's still beating me. And so I just looked at her, and all of a sudden she just fell to the ground and started sobbing and saying she was sorry.
Dang.
And I just kept looking at her, and then I did send love from my heart to her, and she sent love back to me, but the connection is broken. I don't feel like I owe her anything more. We've learned what we needed to learn from each other. So that's what I got from it.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm. So that was great. So I know why I'm heavy now. It's because she's still beating me, or that's what I feel like.
Okay, so is she still beating you?
In her own way, verbally and emotionally, she is. And she always, she doesn't, well, I'm an adult now. She can't beat me, so. But she
is.
She's
doing ways.
Huh? Well, yeah, she's doing emotionally and verbally things she says and just,
connect with her more. And the other thing that you can do, is there anything positive about her?
Is there anything positive about her?
Yes.
Well, her whole community loves her and thinks she's wonderful and she has lots of friends, but
from your perspective?
From my perspective, not really.
You don't need to be there anymore.
No, I don't. I don't see anything positive about it, the whole thing. Matter of fact, she had two doctor appointments, and my brother called to see if I could go to either one of them, and I just told him no. I didn't even want to have anything to do with her. I was, yeah. So, and that's okay.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, but while you're saying that, are you feeling something in your solar plexus?
Yes, I have been. I wasn't sure whether it was me. I didn't have it before the call, so I wasn't sure.
I know. I wanted to check in to see if it was you or Sherry. So, but this is you.
It is, okay.
So, but so part of you is still feeling that there's no, it's not congruent about your mom. Part of you still wants to have her as a mom.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm struggling with what I really want to do and what it, as a daughter, I should look like I'm doing.
That's
and
true.
I don't want to do what, you know, people think a daughter should do for their mother, even if she is nasty.
Yeah. So you're struggling with the should.
Mm-hmm. I am struggling with the should. But I'm winning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I'm not doing it.
Let's do that back and forth thing, you know?
Okay.
Like, you know, like you feel like you want to disconnect completely. It doesn't serve you. She's a mean, nasty lady. And on the other hand, you feel like you should take care of her because she's your mother.
Mm-hmm.
See, every time I say that, I'm feeling this squishing in my solar plexus. So I feel like you are definitely, may not even be, yeah, I got confirmation that you're not even necessarily in touch with the depths of what's going on here for you.
Really?
Really, yeah, you need to toggle back and forth. I should take care of her, and I don't want to ever see her again. But there's another one, too, and that I really wish I had a mother who would really love me.
I thought I'd given up on that.
Well, there's still a little side of you, and that's part of what's going on, too, and I think that's even bigger than this other aspect is the part is I really wish I had a mom who loved me. Feel that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell you all that our next call will be content. This one, I just really felt like this had to be about relationships. Very, very strongly. How does that feel, Leslie?
Well, it feels like I've identified something. That's probably what I'm still holding on to, and I've been trying not to look at it.
You've totally successfully not looking at it, but you got to look at it. So your job this week is to connect with that little girl about 3 years old.
Oh, but yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, and just give her lots of love in and just tell her that you'll be her mama.
Okay.
You love her, and you care about her, and you have only the best intentions for her, and she's safe with you.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, that feels good. Okay. Now,
okay.
Let's stand up.
Okay.
Pamela, unmute yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you missed the meditation. I wish you were here. So, you know, it's all about, what's been going on with you, sweetheart?
With who, me? Oh, keep going with everyone. Sounds like Sherry needs you more than me.
I know. We're going to get back to Sherry, but you tend to kind of hold yourself in and back.
I do.
You don't like to share in front of a group. I know.
Exactly. So work with Sherry, and we'll catch up.
That's it, Miss Pamela. You're not going to win.
You're breaking up at various times really bad.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this a little...
Hey, this is Anita, and you've been breaking up a lot for me also, Marbeth. Just wanted to say that.
Thanks, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Keep
everybody
talking.
There?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I have two internet connections. I was on the wrong one. I'm so sorry. I thought I was on the right one. Okay. So, Pamela?
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, this deal, what's going on with you? You've been stuck with your work? What's going on with your training?
Still doing that. Just trying to figure out how to have a better memory. That's it. And Lego and I went and flew a helicopter Saturday, and we flew an airplane Saturday, so life is good for Texas. Lego. How have you been? Marbeth? Marbeth?
Hello? Hello? Well, this is Anita. I don't know who's still here. I heard Pamela a moment ago.
Sherry's here. Hello?
Sherry's here. Leslie, are you still here?
Yeah.
Pamela? It sounds like we lost Marbeth and maybe Pamela now, too.
Who's here? Leslie and Anita?
And Sherry?
And Sherry? Okay,
else?
Good.
Okay, I just came back on. It was completely cut off.
Hi, Pamela. So,
hey.
Sherry, are you still here, Sherry?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it sounds like it's Sherry, Leslie, Pamela, and me, Anita, and we lost Marbeth. I wonder.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very strange. Mm. These calls lately have been a little bit hexed, it seems.
Very true. So everyone else is doing well, though?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, it's been really good hearing you, Leslie, and Sherry tonight, because there's just so many similarities for me hearing the two of you talk about what you're dealing with. And it's very helpful.
Good.
I was thinking the same thing about yours, actually.
Mm-hmm. I was, too.
Who has the mother issue?
I do, Leslie.
Okay. That's got to be tough.
Well, yeah, and I do too, but that isn't, I think I've resolved most of that, and I'm still working on the father issue.
I'm just so glad I don't have kids. I would have killed them. They would be dead, I'm telling y'all. I would have my ass was beat, but I can't ever say I didn't deserve it. But in the meantime.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
I was afraid it was a repeat of the other week. I had this recorded, and it's recording again. And it's still being recorded. So we're good. So Pamela, you're hanging in there. Are you still as frustrated as you were?
Oh, yeah. I just keep on.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my best to give it over because there's nothing I can do either. I keep the job or I lose the job. And at this point, I'd love to just walk away from it. But I'd be giving away $20,000 if I walk away from it. Because that's how much I've lost for this move. So walking away is not really an option at this moment in my life. Or I choose not to let it be an option at this moment in my life.
No, so, I hear you.
Anyway, I'm just having to deal with it. Nothing else I can do at this moment. But Lego and I did go flying, so that was nice. And that's it.
That's
everything
it.
Else I have, everyone else has. And you
no,
know,
I hear you.
About it, not going to get me any. All it does is reinforce it, so.
Of course,
so
not. This is a great opportunity for us, Pamela.
You're breaking up.
It's another great opportunity to grow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Miss Sherry? How are you doing now? Just checking back in.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I've been a little distracted listening to everybody else's stuff, but I'm doing fine. Are you there? Am I still here?
You know, it's back again.
It's
so funny. It's always during my thing, too.
You're right.
Me when we left the first time. So I take responsibility, okay?
Right.
So, Sherry, you can't have it all.
That's true. We lost for the first time when it was Pamela's turn.
Oh, good. It's not just me.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Hello.
I'm on the phone. Evidently, the internet was not going to work. So much for that. But this is being recorded still because I had to push the recording button when I came in. So, and I had recorded it, too. So, Sherry, you're doing good now? Now that we've gotten you all distracted?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I was listening in on everybody else's stuff and... it's a huge revelation, actually. The two things, going on. That was enormous. Because I've been trying to figure out what it is, and what to do with it.
What if you knew, and you didn't have to figure it out?
I think I've been trying to kind of negotiate it, I guess, with him. Like, trying to really find out if those premises are correct.
But I'm talking to you, I'm still feeling that stuff in your solar plexus.
Yeah.
You feel it?
I don't want it to be the case. I'm still fighting against it, I guess. But.
Yes. But that's okay. So, come into the place where you want it to be, but you're still resisting. So that's a place of conflict. So that's a bubble. Just step into the bubble, the conflict bubble. Just feel it. Just really intensify the conflict if you can. Really intensify it.
I don't know why I'm having a hard time doing it.
That's okay. When you're ready, just come outside the bubble. We're going to put I actually see two stickies on there. That's funny. Two post-its. I see like a purple and a green. I don't know why. But just label it whatever you want to. I guess because you're in conflict, of course. And then you can prick it with a pin, you can, you know, whatever you want to do to discreate it, you can do it.
So what do I put on the post-its?
Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call this shape, this bubble.
You don't have to tell us. It's just, it basically, it gives you more of a neutral perspective. And then I want you to move into that place where you're bigger than the universe. And this is just a tiny little thing, a little tiny thing that isn't really very important. And then I want you to just destroy it. Just discreate it. There you go. Do you feel that? What are you noticing?
I still feel movement in my solar plexus.
There's movement, but it loosened up.
And I'm not crying anymore.
But yeah, there's still, you still have some stuff there. You're
yeah.
still holding on to some stuff. And a lot of that stuff is self-imposed, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad for wanting more. I mean, I have more than my entire family's ever had. I have a better life than any of them have ever had. But I still, I don't know. I just...
There's nothing wrong with being bigger. There's nothing wrong with being your absolute best, of really fulfilling your potential to be, you know, this amazing star. So you're just going to need to kind of do that back and forth thing, you know, with like, here I'm a star in one hand and I just really don't want to do this because it's wrong. I'm not supposed to be big. I'm supposed to be small because nobody else was big in my family, so I have to be small. So go back and forth with that.
Can I ask one question, please, Sherry?
Sure.
What is it that your higher power has given you everything at your fingertips? And go and figure out, why are you wanting to deny yourself being able to receive what is out there that has been given to you from the universe?
Because I attach to people, and I want to help them, and I...
Wouldn't you be able to help them more if you had more?
I feel bad breaking people's hearts. Even if I'm not the right person for them.
How long have you felt that way about him?
A long time, I guess. I don't know. I was distracting myself a lot.
Yeah.
I was very distracted. And then recently, like in the past 20 weeks, I decided no more television, no more online games. Like, I'm not going to distract myself. I'm going to feel my feelings. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to do all these things, and I'm doing it. But now it's like, you know, and I've been getting... attention or love or whatever you want to call it, something very beautiful from another person, another source, and nothing scandalous or anything, but I have all these feelings, like these crazy feelings that I never had before, and I didn't know I was missing anything because I was distracted. But now I know, and I don't know what to do about it because it changes things. For, not just for me, you know, and I know, and I'm feeling like I want to have kids. Like, I'm feeling like the possibility that I want to have children, and my husband does not want to. And he not only doesn't want them, but doesn't like them, and just, and I work with kids as my career, and I just, there's all these things. And he's a wonderful person, too. Like, he's helped me so much.
But that doesn't mean that you know, there's nothing wrong with you changing. And being the best that you can be. And, you know, you just have to do what's right for you. There's nothing wrong with that. If he's not the right person for you, you need to communicate some of the things that you're feeling. You know, so it's not, nothing is going to be huge or shocking for him. But if you let him know, you know, all the time, like how much you appreciate him, because I know you do that. But also let him know what you are feeling inside your heart. You know, I would really like to have kids. Or, you know, I'm really loving the way I'm growing. My career is really taking off. It really feels good. You know, and just start to express what's on your heart a little bit. Have you been able to do that? Because I suspect that you're kind of holding a lot of stuff in.
I'm working on it. Like, I do in doses. He's not in the self-development world. And he's not, I don't know. It's like he says the thing. He says, oh, I love you. Yeah, you know, it's stuff like that, but I don't feel it. I just don't feel it. And I feel really bad, like, critiquing that. But internally, it just, I don't feel it.
No, I understand that. But see, the thing is don't do anything drastic right now, because you're going through some huge shifts. And you really don't know who you're going to be when you land.
Exactly.
So just watch things. Don't make any decisions. Don't feel sad about anything. Just notice. Just notice what you're feeling. There's no judgment on anything. It just is. And he's your teacher. And this is about relationships. So don't use this as an excuse to hold yourself back.
Okay.
You know, just allow yourself to grow, and don't worry about whether he's with you or not. Just continue on your path. You know it's your path, right?
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
So you have to move forward one step in front of the other, and don't focus on whether he's following you or not. You still have a lot to release.
Yeah.
And relationships can shift and change. Just by you following yourself and loving yourself and really being in tune with yourself, it could be, you never know, it could be an inspiration for him.
Yeah, I was hoping that would be the case, and maybe it will be. Right now,
maybe
he just seems to have more resistance. The fitter I get, the less interested he becomes in fitness.
Yeah. So anyway, everybody feeling good? I know you've got a lot to think about, and you're heading out tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, right.
Yeah. And I'll be there for a week. And it's pretty intense. I mean, I did it, like I said, 2 years ago. Very intense. And my friend will be there, if you remember. I was telling you about my friend before.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to see him. And then I'll be going to Miami, as you know.
I know. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I was really hoping I'd get to see Anita, too. But we'll have to figure that out. Maybe when I come to Colorado, maybe, if you're there.
Oh, okay. When's that?
Well, I seem to come to Colorado through at least once or twice a year. So.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm part-time California, part-time Colorado.
So I'm going to California the end of this month.
Oh, well, I'll be in Colorado. We'll figure it out sometime.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're gonna have our, I think it's our bonus call next week, right? Yeah, on the 13th.
Next week's the extra call you added.
Yes, the bonus call on the 13th. And then we had a call scheduled for the 19th. I'm going to move it to the 20th, if that's okay with you guys. It'll be Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's better for me.
Tuesday. It's better for everybody, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm just curious. Was today's call on Monday because tomorrow's election day?
No, tomorrow is my anniversary with my
son.
And, you know, and we've both cleared our calendars. And so, yeah, that's what's happening tomorrow.
Well, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. 2 years. Yeah. So, yeah, good stuff. So, does anybody have any questions?
You said something about that meditation.
Well, I want you to, you're going to have to listen to this because...
Well, my big thing is listening to it and hearing what everyone's gone through after they've listened to it and then holding on to all of that.
Yeah. It was a forgiveness meditation because of where people were when the call started. I just had a sense because I kept wanting to put content in this call today, but I kept getting a lot of resistance. And when I got on the call, I realized, or just before, that it was, I figured, well, okay, it'll go like a few different ways. And before I got on the call, I realized it was about relationships. And really, this particular group is, this is a lot of relationship work that has been going on. And it's good. I mean, it's how we really know ourselves and how we shift. But next week's call, there will be content, a lot of content, I promise. But listen, do the meditation. It's a good one.
Right. I just don't want to get stuck where I have all that internal stuff that everyone else has had.
Well, it was a forgiveness meditation. And what I want you to do, if you have any issues with that, you call me. And anybody listening to the call who was not on it, I think that would be Sharon, call me if you do this meditation, you have any issues at all. I am here. You know, we'll set up an appointment and we'll cover any issues because it'll clear stuff and that's what that's about. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Everyone have a great evening.
Well, you too. Anybody have any questions? Anything about, you know, working with the time travel? We did time travel on the last call, Pamela.
Oh. Lego.
So you're going to have to listen to some calls.
You know, right now until I get out of all the stuff I'm in, sitting still that long. I was in a class this past week. Literally straight through from 8 to 5 days in a row.
Wow.
And the only day I've taken off was Saturday.
Wow.
So I even worked yesterday, today. So anyway, who knows? I might become an instructor yet.
You're going to be an instructor. The thing is you have to know that it's already happened. It's already happened.
Well, then I have it.
See it? Feel it?
Feel it, know it, and believe it.
Sense it? See it? Really embody it like it's like you're inside of yourself as an instructor. See yourself teaching your class. See yourself taking people up flying. Feel how good it feels to be doing it.
Then I just have to decide if I really want to do it.
Oh.
So. All right, girls. I've got to finish typing a letter. I started earlier today at the Apple store. Get to reading.
Okay, you guys.
Everyone, have a
perfect evening. Anybody else? Have any questions?
So what do we do, Marbeth? This is Sherry.
I know.
What do we do if we get, overwhelmed by the feelings, what do you do to calm it? Do you do tapping or?
Tapping is really good.
Okay.
Tapping is really good, even though I'm feeling overwhelmed right now and I don't know what to do. I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway, and I know that I'm okay. And you just tap on the side of your hand with four fingers, on the like you were going to give a karate chop. Yeah, karate mm-hmm. chop point. It'll or, you know, on your collarbone. You can tap on your collarbone with your fingers.
Okay,
and
just, yeah, I like
now
that.
I'm feeling, you know, whatever it is, even though I'm feeling this, I love and accept myself anyway, and I know that I'm okay.
And I should I keep doing the 1.5-year-old thing? Twice a day?
No. I think you got it.
Oh, good. That does feel good. I like doing it.
Then do it. You
okay.
can't give yourself too much love. Oh, I hear Lego. You can't give yourself too much love.
Okay.
You didn't give yourself enough love. None of us have given ourselves enough love. You have to be a fountain of love. Just let it flow up and self-contained. It just flows up and out and around and back in. Just loving and loving and loving yourself.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate the time, you guys. And my best.
Of course. Well, I'm here for you guys. This is, you know, big stuff. And you're making some huge, huge shifts. Huge shift. So, really, congratulations, each and every one. Everybody feel okay?
Yes.
Yes. Good.
And grateful for all of you.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
And you know what? Call each other. Be support for each other. Connect on our Facebook page.
It's nice not to know that we're not doing it alone, you know?
I know. Yeah, you guys are awesome. So many people, they don't even want to go here. It's too scary for them. But you know what? It's going to be a huge, huge shift for you. Good stuff. It's good stuff. And you're moving through it really quickly, which is great. Good, good, good stuff.
Mm.
So, okay, much love to you guys, and we'll be on next Tuesday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much love.
Bye, everyone.